Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Joash was an infant when put into hiding with his nursemaid in the temple. 6 years later, he was crowned king. Thus we read the astonishing fact that, quote, Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles 24, verse 1. We also discover that, quote, his mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. We aren't told what influence she had on him, but perhaps she had a part in naming him Joash, meaning given by the Lord. We do know that he, quote, did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Verse 2. That's both encouraging and a little ominous. It would have been much better if the sentence concluded, all the days of his life. But we're getting way ahead of the story. Let's enjoy the following. Quote, Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Verse 4. He then set about, in spite of initial inertia, to raise funds from the people to finance the repair of the temple. Soon, quote, all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, and put them into the chest until all had given. Verse 10. The craftsmen applied their skills, quote, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. Verse 13. And it was all under budget. So from the excess, quote, they made articles for the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of gold and silver. Verse 14. Again, a note of triumph that is just a little off key. Quote, and they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. Clearly, this is a problem still with us. Disciples whose loyalty extends only to men rather than to the Master. Let's be like John, who, in losing all his disciples to Jesus, could say, quote, therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. John 3:29.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.